Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Tax reform is a hot topic here in the nation's capital, and that doesn't mean that Congress will be able to pass the legislation. On paper, the planned tax overhaul will increase the deficit by $1.5 trillion. And Larry Summers, who served as economic advisor to President Obama, argues that there's no rationale for adding to our debt. President Reagan's chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors, Marty Feldstein, is 100% behind the Republican tax reform bill. And he had this to say, and I quote, "The most important reform is the cut in the corporate tax rate from 35%, which is the highest among industrial countries, to 20%. I agree. We have to compete with other countries. Our big corporations will move to Ireland or some other nation with a very low rate. We already have companies such as Apple with trillions of dollars sitting in other countries. They're not going to bring that money home unless we have a more competitive rate. The new tax plan brings down the tax rate for individuals, except for those that make more than $1 million. Individuals earning less than $24,000 will not pay any taxes at all. There'll be a limit of $500,000 mortgage interest deduction for newly purchased homes, and the housing industry is complaining about dropping the deduction down from $1 million to $500,000. Well, why should we allow the rich to write off interest paid on a $2 million house or maybe two or three expensive homes? And on the plus side, small businesses will be allowed to deduct interest on loans, and that is appropriate. Farmers borrow a lot of money for seed and fertilizer and crop protection. Those are legitimate business expenses. Small businesses are also excited that the death tax may be about to breathe its last. Assets exempt from the tax will double, and after 6 years, the tax will be gone. There'll be a limit of $10,000 of state and property taxes that can be deducted. Farmers and ranchers that own a lot of property pay a lot of property taxes. That tax has always been an acceptable write-off. This provision could be costly to some. Our tax code is too complex. Loopholes need to be closed, and the code needs to be simplified. This tax reform process is just started. It could change, and it could fail. I hope we do get it done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.